Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. At 6 a.m. on August 16th, the river will wake up to the whirring of two drones, 1,000-plus colorful kayaks, 39 safety boats, and 20 racing kayaks, and the reverberations will then, we hope, be felt for years to come. Floatzilla has the power to do that. We start with two races. We even have a bugler. And end with two races during Floatzilla Palooza. This is a mix of the Clearwater Revival and the America's Cup. Along the way, music will be floating from alternating currents, which is bigger than ever this year. There's a real connection between art, culture, and a river celebration. Just the name, alternating currents, signals movement, speed, and flow. These bands and entertainers will create a river of song on the day of Floatzilla and 364 other days after, too. Once arriving at Sunset Marina, the energy of MC Jennifer Hirsch will ignite even more activity. There will be buoys in place creating an obstacle course for testing paddling skills. There'll be a cardboard boat race testing nautical and boat building skills. Following that, an explosion of yellow ducks will fall from the Hampton Crane to be fetched by prize seekers at the end of the day. Food trucks, the music of the Funktastic Five, and celebrating the participants from 17 states will add liveliness to Sunset Park and Lake Potter. The Mississippi River will be known for a world record of the world's largest canoe and kayak float if 3,151 participate. Finally, the reverberations that can follow such a day might be an understanding of the river and its many currents. They help us understand the river's ecology, eddies, backwaters, wetlands, and deep ports. And creating more stewards of this magnificent national resource will awaken the nation to its needs, too.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them. Sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.